Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call, one of our favorite games that we play. There's a company called Fun Delivered, and they're out of Florida. They buy up packages that were supposed to be delivered to somebody, and they never made it there for whatever reason. So they buy them up. They don't open them. You don't know what's inside of it. They don't know what's inside of it. And we have boxes, multiple boxes at this point, full of stuff that they've sent us. We like to go over to the box. We like to pick something out just based off of vibes. Basically, how does it look? How does it feel? Does it smell? Not really. And we open them on the air, and then we see who won Fun Delivered. One of my favorite games.
Yeah, that's shocking.
And the last time that we played this, it was pretty clear Katie won again.
Yeah.
She got like a Russian doll of knockoff purses.
Yep.
There's a reel right now at End1065 on Instagram or any of our Instagrams. You can go and check that out. Kevin got some sort of
wallpaper.
Dork dice.
No. You got
Dungeons and Dragons dice.
Yeah.
Not dork dice.
It was dork. It was dork dice.
I still use them.
Right.
And I got a book, some sort of sci-fi book that was 1,000 pages long called The Moat in God's Eye.
Which was intended for someone in prison.
Yeah. That was the best part.
And he must have gotten released. We tried to look up his inmate number, which we had on the paperwork.
Right. So congratulations, Jimmy from New Jersey.
New Jersey. You got out.
Out on there.
Turning his life around. Big reader.
We're going to assume that he is reformed.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's play again. So Kevin, go ahead. You get to go first. He's going over to the Fun Delivered
now, Gavin,
box.
Do you think
you want to open the new box?
Yeah.
Yeah, open the new box. Gavin,
yeah.
Do you have a new strategy to not get something horrible this time?
Yeah, don't listen to my gut at all.
Smart.
I almost want you guys. Wow, this new box.
Really?
Kevin just opened this new box we just got, and it is chock full of stuff.
Okay, Kevin, you got yours?
Sounds fun.
What do you got?
I got a white rectangular one, but it sounds like multiple pieces are in it.
Okay, you do like the multiple piece one. Katie's making her way over there right now.
They really filled that other box up.
Yeah, it's filled to the brim. There's a really big one right on top. There's some colorful ones, but she is digging deep.
See?
Oh,
yeah, you dug deep.
Now you guys always go for the big ones.
Go well, big yeah. or go home.
All right.
I feel like going for the little ones is such a mistake.
Yeah, and I have PTSD from when you got that light thing for your bike.
Yeah, one time Gavin just got a reflector replacement piece.
All right, you guys said go big.
Oh,
I'm going big.
I'm excited.
This is humongous. This one that I got is, this might be one of the biggest Fun Delivered boxes we've ever had.
Yours looks really big.
This is really big. So I would say it's like 24 inches long, 18 inches wide. It does say no suite number provided. So this is going to be some sort of office. What if it's like a printer or something?
Oh my
goodness.
It'd be better than anything else you got.
All right. So here's how Fun Delivered works now. We've each picked our package. We are now going to play some music. And when we come back, we're going to open these on the air. You're going to see what we got. We're going to see what we got. And then you get to determine who won. It's Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call, and we have each gone around into the Fun Delivered boxes that came from the company Fun Delivered, and they are undelivered packages that never made it to their destinations, and they're mystery eggs, adult mystery eggs.
Yeah.
If you want to play this game on your own, feel free. The company is called Fun Delivered. If you text the word fun, right, Kevin? Mm-hmm. F-U-N to 916-909-1065. You can play this game at your parties, great at Christmas time. It's so much fun. All right, so we've picked out our packages. This time I listened to you guys, and I went big.
Yeah.
Found the biggest one in the box.
Okay, I would like you to go first.
Yes.
There's inside the packaging is another box that's very unremarkable, totally brown. Sealed up.
Listen, you've got to change your mindset about this.
You're coming in at negative. Yeah, you're going to get something negative.
It's changing whatever's in the box.
Well, you know the expression, shame on me 7 times in a row.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't look like
God.
I'm nervous.
I can't
Why'd
see
you
what
make
it is, but
first?
I can just see.
Uh-oh. All right, so this. This looks like it's medical. This looks like a stirrup.
It might be.
What's a stirrup?
It's what some ladies put their legs into to hold their legs open.
Oh, boy.
So the doctor looks
can,
like that.
I don't know, smear a pap on it.
It almost looks like it's like the foot part of a wheelchair.
You got a wheelchair!
Is that all that's in there?
If I got parts for a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, you put those together. Okay, I do not know what this is.
It's
it
like
is not
roller.
Parts for a wheelchair.
What is this? It's like a little elbow bracket double wheel ab roller.
That's fun. You got a workout machine.
But it's like a heavy duty workout. At least it came with instructions. As sad as this is the best thing I've ever gotten.
Wow,
okay,
you're going to
be
ripped soon.
There it
okay,
goes.
Okay, who do you want to go next?
You can go first.
Okay, so
we're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. We're opening our packages now to see what we got.
You guys are going to be so pissed.
What is
again?
It?
Again?
Another bag. Is it another bag?
We're going to be mad. Katie has gotten two purses out of this. One was a coach purse.
It's a beautiful peacoat in my size.
That is so cute!
That's nice!
Okay, it's a little too big for me, if that makes you feel better.
I'm so mad at this!
You're always hot. You don't need that.
Well,
you know what? That's a bad gift for you.
It's a beautiful coat.
It looks very
Look
expensive.
Up the brand.
What's the brand?
Q-U-I-N-C-E.
Q-U-I-N-C-E. Quincy.
I mean, it's way too big for me, but...
Is it a man coat?
Wow. It might fit you. Come here.
Kevin, go ahead. Start opening yours.
Okay.
I wish it was my size because it's...
Uh-oh.
Gavin!
This looks great on me!
Gavin, it's done.
It is too short.
No, okay. You want that for your watchroom. Watchroom.
Wow, this is roomy.
If you cuffed it, would it look like it's supposed to be short?
I don't know. Is this a lady coat? There are
I
no
can't
pockets.
Tell. Look at the buttons. Don't the buttons make a difference?
If there's a strap, it is a lady's.
It's no strap.
Okay, it's unisex.
But there's no... Oh, the pockets are way up here. That's weird. My pockets are up by the nipples.
Sorry, there's one more thing
what's
in here.
What's the other part?
Okay, now this is weird.
It's a pair of earrings,
but only one of them's there.
Oh, well, they spent all their money on the coat.
All right, so far, I'm pretty sure this is a lady coat.
I found the other earring. These are actually really pretty earrings.
Okay, so Katie got a coat, nice earrings. I got an industrial strength ab roller that I have to assemble. Kevin, it's all up to you now. This is actually a pretty close round of fun delivered, I'd say.
I'd say
I'm
so.
I'm pissed.
All right, what'd you get?
I got seasonal cookie cutters.
What's the season? Yeah.
There is apple and a pumpkin, so fall. Oh, they're empanada makers.
Oh, they're seasonal empanada makers.
I don't know how to make empanadas.
Yeah.
Time to learn, bitch.
No.
Wow. They're fun.
No, I'm pissed. Why have I just been getting
like horrible?
Oh, that's
a glove. That's a mitten. Okay, well.
How about that? All right, so, okay. Who do you think won Fun Delivered? Text into 916-909-1065. Katie got a coat that I am still wearing. I can't keep it. It's too small.
I'm so sad because it's too big for me.
And a pair of earrings. I got an ab roller. And Kevin got empanada makers that are seasonal. Did I win?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you did.
I mean...
Well, let's see if the ab worker works.
All right.
Are you going to use it?
Sure. Why not?
Come on. Nobody uses an ab roller.
916-909-1065. Text in and let us know who you think won Fun Delivered.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She has started to bottle her confidence. You can buy it at Ulta and Sephora. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? Just a little sprinkle behind the ear. It's all you need.
Lasts all day.
Yep, lasts all day. And we're looking for caller 17. And caller 17 is you, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I love the enthusiasm. Good morning to you. We've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. $140 on the line. That's what she has built the jackpot up to. We're live on Instagram and 106.5. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Are you ready, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Kitty has left the studio. Question one. The trailer all of us nerds have been waiting for dropped less than an hour ago, and it's the full trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. And we saw it. It's amazing. It is an R-rated trailer, so be warned. There's potty language in it and violence. But you can see it by texting CLAWS, CLAWS, to 916-909-1065. What number Deadpool movie is this?
Three.
Question two. The first criminal trial for a former president ever in American history starts today. And it's going to be a juicy day. Taking the stand is David Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer, who bought bad stories about Donald Trump leading up to the election and never printed anything about it. It's called Catch and Kill. He's going to be talking about all the details from all those stories today. Spell the word Enquirer.
E-N-Q. U-I-R-O-R.
Question three. Taylor Swift's new album has broken records again, of course. It's the most streamed album and single on opening day in history and sold 1.4 million copies, which is a record for Taylor herself. Everyone is talking about her song, Thank You, Amy, which is a takedown of Kim Kardashian. It's good. I like it. What's the name of Taylor's new album?
Oh, man.
3 seconds.
Poet Inquisitor.
All righty. And question four. It's been pretty quiet on the TikTok ban story, but it's getting way worse if you love the app. The bill banning TikTok if China doesn't sell it to an American company, has passed the House, and President Biden said he'd sign it if it gets on his desk. But who votes on a bill between the House passing it and the president signing it into law?
The Senate.
And question five, Universal Studios' most popular attraction is their tram ride through the Backlot tour, but that turned scary over the weekend. The back half of the tram had a brake issue, and it slid, hitting a guardrail and injured 15 people. If there were five tours and 15 people got injured on every tour, how many people is that?
75.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brian, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. That's fun. Have we talked to you before, Brian?
No, this is the first time.
Okay.
Right. Where is he a teacher?
I didn't ask yet. Where are you a teacher?
Tokay High School in Lodi.
Cocaine High School?
Tokay.
Tokay. Okay. Thank God.
Home of the fighting. Ironically, cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, are they just like bricks?
Yeah, they're just lines.
Oh, they're lines.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is not appropriate.
No, it's not.
I'm going to write a letter.
No. Brian, your school should have been shut down. All right. Brian's now on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The trailer all us nerds have been waiting for just dropped. You were so excited for this.
I told you to turn it down when you were watching it.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Again, it's an R-rated trailer, but if you want to see it, and you definitely want to see it, text the word CLAWS to 909-1065. What number Deadpool movie is this?
Three.
Yeah. This is the third Deadpool movie. Question two, the first criminal trial of a former president in America starts today, and it's going to be spicy today because taking the stand is David Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer, who bought stories that were bad about Donald Trump leading up to the election and then never printed them. It was called Catch and Kill.
Yeah, but that's not a crime, right?
If you're a political person. Yes.
If you pay them to not do it, right?
If you even just do it for a political... somebody running for office, it is illegal.
You can't choose what you want to run in your magazine?
You can't purposely buy up bad stories with the intention of doing it. But David Pecker has been given immunity in this, so he will not be prosecuted for that. So he's... But you got to spill your guts.
Yeah.
Spell the word inquirer.
I-N-Q... U, Quirer, I E R E R. Wait. Oh,
here's the thing too, and I'm gonna give Brian the point as well because Brian spelled it like the magazine does, which is with an E. So I'm gonna give you both the points.
You would probably have to specify that.
I forgot that the tabloid is. For some reason, Okay. Question three. Taylor Swift's new album broke records again, of course. It's the most streamed album and most streamed single on opening day in Spotify history. It also sold 1.4 million copies, which is a record for Taylor herself. Everybody's talking about her song, though, Thank You, Amy, which is a takedown of Kim Kardashian.
Taking her down.
What's the name of Taylor's new album?
I'm sure she'll be fine. What? Sorry.
What's the name of Taylor's new album?
Dead Poets Department.
Tortured Poets Department. Tortured Poets Department. Question four. It's been pretty quiet on that TikTok ban story, right? But it is actually getting way worse if you love TikTok. Because the bill banning TikTok if China doesn't sell it to an American company, which I still think would happen, it has passed the House, and President Biden said that he will sign it if it gets on his desk. Who votes on a bill, though, between the House passing it and the president signing it into law?
The Senate.
Yeah, the Senate. And question five, Universal Studios' most popular attraction is that tram ride through the Backlot tour. Did you hear about this?
Did I hear about what?
It had an accident over the weekend. Have you ever been on that tram ride?
Yes.
It's steep. Like
it's been so long. I don't remember.
Very steep hills on that. And apparently the back half of it had some brake issues. and started to like slide and fishtail. Thank God it hit a guardrail, but it still injured 15 people.
Oh my God.
I know, super scary. If there were 5 tours and 15 people got injured on every tour, how many is that?
So, okay. Five, 75.
Wowie wow. Wowie wow. All right. Brian, home of the fighting cocaines. Not even sure if cocaines is a word, but it doesn't matter.
I mean,
final school. What?
They make a lot of things, mascots. So.
My wife went to a school that were, it was the Centerville Elks, which is not the plural form of elk.
Oh.
It's just elk, but they were the Elks.
Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, though, final score, Brian, you got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins.
Ooh.
Katie wins. We're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow, but Brian, tell us what you want to tell us.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
And I apologize to your school. It's not. That's not really
No, it's not the real mascot. Of course not.
It's the meth labs.
Jeez. Yeah, that's true.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We, on the Wake Up Call, do a really good job. It may not seem like it, but we do a really good job of not talking about politics. But I do have to tell you about something that Donald Trump did this week. And listen, he's in the news a lot.
Well, yeah.
He's in the news so much that he's almost in the news more than a war. Let that sink in, okay? He has found time during his trial.
Well, I think this was before the trial started.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe it was right before, like the day before. He was in Pennsylvania doing one of his rallies.
Yeah.
He starts talking about the Battle of Gettysburg. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on. This is funny. He starts talking like we all wrote in a term paper in middle school for a project we didn't do.
Okay.
Now, everybody's focusing on the Gettysburg part. There's a few parts before this that made it great, okay, leading up to it. He said Pennsylvania's were our founding fathers.
Wait, what?
Pennsylvania's were our founding fathers, declared American independence. So much history. I mean, you have so much history here. It's where the army weathered its brutal winter. We're sort of weathering it right now, but I don't think there was so much worse.
Okay. I think he meant to say Pennsylvanians.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's where the army weathered its brutal winter. I didn't repeat that line. He said it again.
Oh.
At Valley Forge. Now, if you don't know what Valley Forge is, it's near Philadelphia, and it's where General George Washington hunkered down for the winter. That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Gettysburg was in the summertime.
Okay, right.
And it was like 120 years later. Okay. Okay. So here we go. Gettysburg. What an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg. I mean, it was so much. And so interesting. And so vicious and horrible and so beautiful and so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg. Wow. We're reading a transcript of Donald Trump's, which we don't do. We never do. So if you're gonna, if you're mad and you're going to text us or something like that, chill out. We never do it. Let us do this. This is so funny. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Hold on, you don't even finish. This is right after the famous quote, Gettysburg. Wow.
Wow.
I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. I think he thinks he's quoting Robert E. Lee.
Okay.
Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general and they were fighting, but it was too late. A couple things there. One, it is true, the North had the high ground in the Battle of Gettysburg, but only on day two.
Okay.
There was 3 days. Day three was a flat field, and that's where they lost. That's called Pickett's Charge.
Oh.
From General George Pickett. Day two, they did have the high ground, but Robert E. Lee told them to fight uphill.
I always wonder, is he standing in front of a teleprompter?
I don't know. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a teleprompter right there.
So I think what happens is, I think somebody writes these things for him, okay? Obviously, that's not a him thing. That's what everybody, all
sure.
the presidents do. But I think, and I can empathize with this, because I am the same, I don't think he's a strong reader, okay? Like, reading out loud.
Right.
And I can virtually guarantee he is not doing any prep in advance, so he is not reading this in advance.
Right.
When he is reading it, it is the first time we are hearing it and the first time he's hearing it, too. So I think what happens is he's reading, and because he, like, loses his place or says the wrong thing and he wants to save face, he goes in these weird other directions.
But you wouldn't recognize that as a flaw and fix it somehow? I think it's more if there's anything on those teleprompters anymore, maybe the teleprompter just said, mention Gettysburg. And what came out was, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and so horrible and so beautiful and so many different ways. Gettysburg, wow.
So, okay, I bet that line said Gettysburg was a vicious battle. Like, it said all of those things and even said, but in many ways, so beautiful. I bet it said all of that. But he is improvising and reading at the same time.
Just letting it fly.
Grabbing certain things.
How about that? Anyway, we wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share that with you because I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We have two people running for president that are too old to do so and have a hard time getting their thoughts out verbally. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
How did your kid spend your money without your permission or above an allotted amount? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. Tell us the story. See if you can top what happened to my friend. All right? My friend Cindy, her daughter London, goes on a field trip. What is the educational basis of this field trip? I still have yet to figure that out. But they go to a River Cats game.
Well, why couldn't that just be a fun field trip?
Are field trips supposed to be fun?
I think it's okay if they are.
I digress.
I know.
You can have a choice. You can either get a sacked lunch that the school provides, or you could get something at where the River Cats play. And she said, okay, you just here's my credit card. Go ahead and go to the game. Get yourself something to eat for lunch. And London goes, great. She's in sixth grade. She comes back. My friend Cindy looks at the credit card statement, and there is a lot of money there. Too much money. Way too much money. And then she starts going through, and she's like, what happened? And London was very sweet, and she said, well, my friend didn't choose sack lunch and didn't have anything for lunch, so she didn't have anything for lunch, so I used your card to buy her lunch, too.
Oh.
Obviously, that is fine. That's an act of kindness. That's very sweet. Well, then there was another friend.
Okay.
And then I believe there was another friend.
Okay.
And then somebody wanted something from the gift store.
No.
And when it was all said and done, she showed me, she even screen captured like all the purchases that were there. And it was like here's $7.50, $9.70, there's $20, $29. Like,
oh my God.
And then it was all broken down and she made her daughter write down an itemized list as to who owes and how much money. Caitlin's on the hook for $45.
Well, Caitlin got a sweatshirt.
Annabelle spent $24. I mean, people went crazy on Dippin' Dots and cotton candy and drinks.
Now, does her daughter not know how a debit card works?
I think she did, but she also thought, it's not real money.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably not. And it made me think, like, okay, whenever we hear stories from people whose kids spent money when they weren't supposed to or more than they were allowed to, always a funny story. Not at the time, but always a funny story. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning.
All right, so is this your son or daughter?
This is actually my cousin.
Oh, your cousin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Spent your money?
They did.
Okay, what was it?
They spent $250 on Pokemon Go.
What?
Yeah.
How? I don't know.
In the game, there's little bonuses. And they just kept spending. Like, it was all at once. They just kind of kept buying them over and over and over. And then it racked up to $250.
Insane. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling. Mm-hmm. We put this up on Facebook. What are some of the stories we got on Facebook?
Christina said that her mom was letting her son use her phone to play, like, a car game, like a car app. and he racked up $300 onto her card because he was like upgrading things on the car app. And what's funny is she told her mom, just so you know, be careful because he can rack stuff up on your credit card. And her mom insisted that her credit card was not attached to Google Play, so it was fine.
And sure enough, it was.
Julie said in January she had COVID. Oh, this sucks. And she was just like out of it. And her son used that opportunity to get on her phone while she was asleep and purchased 2 plushies from Amazon. Dina said that her 6-year-old decided to purchase $500.
On what?
In movies on Xfinity.
What? Like pay-per-view?
I mean, she
Is
said...
Is that still a thing?
She said Marvel, Jurassic Park, Fast and Furious, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Just to find out, I'm sure that they're all streaming somewhere for free.
Of course. This is so funny. Catherine said that when her son was about 7, he got a package in the mail from China. And she was like, "What? What is this package? Why are you getting a package in the mail?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, Mom, I forgot to tell you. I won that on your eBay." And then Miranda said, because some people just don't want to have fun, unpopular opinion, but this doesn't happen to responsible parents.
Oh, get out of here, Karen. Well, the last one that was also an in-game purchase, but it's the most we saw. It got texted into 909-1065. Game jewels in some sort of game. And it was $3,000.
Okay, well, how is there not, like, a limit after you hit $200? Be like, something's wrong here.
Right. There should be something in these apps that, like, signal somebody, be like, hey.
This is a baby did this.
this can't possibly be a grown-up with a grown-up brain.
Right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah, Luke Combs is coming to, where's he coming? Levi Stadium. How about that? That's exciting. And it's going to be there May 17th. We've got tickets. We're doing this all week. And we're playing the game Lying for Luke. And calling up, well, a lot of L's. We're playing with Lewis from Lodi. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning.
Wow, the alliteration is strong.
Man, Lewis from Lodi is playing Lying for Luke. Oh. It's like a Sesame Street episode. All right, here's how we play this game, Lewis. We're each going to go around and we're going to tell you a story from our lives, some sort of amusing anecdote. And when we're all done, you have to tell us if that was a truth or a lie. You get 2 out of 3, you get these Luke Combs tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Key's going to go first.
Okay. When I was in high school, I worked at a laser tag arena, but for extra money, I would work a couple hours a week at a comic book store in Elk Grove. And unfortunately, the comic book store is no longer there. The owner had to shut down when he couldn't go to work anymore because he sat on one of his wife's knitting needles.
Oh, my God.
That's horrific.
All right, Lewis, is that a truth or a lie for Lying for Luke?
I'm going to say that's a lie.
That is a very much truth.
That is a true story, Lewis. Oh, my what? God.
And I was so bad at math, I couldn't ever count the drawer out. Like, I didn't understand that you had to, like, whatever you started with, you had to back that out of the total for the day to figure out the total.
You hate comic books. What made you want to work at a comic book store?
I think I just wanted more money.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lewis, not off to a great start. So now we're going to do Kevin, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I was at Costco the other day, and I went to the restroom.
Oh, boy.
But my stall ran out of toilet paper. So I had to reach under the stall on the other side to grab toilet paper from the other stall. And someone saw me.
Like somebody was in the stall?
Yeah. And they screamed. And I panicked and I just waited in my stall. That was the end of the story.
Okay. Lewis, was that a truth or a lie?
I'm going to say that's the truth.
Yes, that did happen.
Wow. Kevin.
I was so embarrassed. He took so long to get out of the bathroom, too.
He didn't even offer to hand you some?
No.
See, guys,
he said,
though,
don't be reaching over.
Wow.
At other stalls.
Because girls would just help.
All right. All right. That's good. You're on the board, Lewis. Okay?
Awesome.
All right, here we go. Final story is I hear you make a turn in your car. When I was a small boy, I lived in Philadelphia and we had a stoop. Like, it was outside. As soon as you walked out the front steps, you had to walk down some cement steps in order to get down to the sidewalk. Well, when I was there, I saw a friend of mine who was several houses down. His name was JJ. And I went, "Hi, JJ." And then he looked back, and I'm not sure he wanted to play with me, but I was very excited to play with him. Took one step wrong, fell down all of my cement steps, hurt myself, and JJ offered zero help and instead laughed at me. And I still have trauma from it to this day.
Classic JJ move.
Is that a true story or a lie?
I'm going to say that's a true story.
That is a true story.
Wow.
And I wish nothing but the worst for JJ to this day.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wow.
JJ Gray is what his name was.
Gavin, don't call people.
Yeah.
Congratulations, though, Lewis. You got yourself some tickets to go see Luke Combs next month at Levi Stadium. How about that, huh?
Awesome. I'm so excited.
You sound very excited. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Do you know what a palindrome is? It seems like one of those words we learned in 10th grade and then kind of forgot, but thank God Kevin
race
is here.
Car, right?
Huh?
Race car.
What?
Palindrome?
No.
Oh, yeah, race car is a palindrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? She
same
knows.
Same word as it is backwards,
oh,
right?
That's what she meant. I thought you said a race car was named palindrome.
No, palindrome is the name of a race horse.
Yes.
Palindrome princess. But Kevin is here to tell us about a palindrome that is happening to us right now, whether we know it or not.
10 consecutive days of palindromes.
You mean,
that means
okay.
4/20/24 flip behind is still 4/20/24.
Okay.
And then that goes all the way until the 29th.
So then 4/21/24.
Yeah.
Then, okay.
Yeah, and it keeps going, and it's so cool.
Now, and this doesn't happen often.
No, this is once in a lifetime. Like, I have never seen this happen before.
Once in a lifetime?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
or we have 10 consecutive days.
Usually it's only like a little bit, but this is like a whole full 10 days.
I mean, there does seem to be a lot of people that are obsessed over stuff like this, like little tidbits, and then they get married because of
right.
it. Like,
but is it the same thing going to happen next year?
No, because it only happens this year because you can go forward and backwards either way.
Right, but next year, won't it be in May 5/20/25?
5/20.
Katie! She's got you there.
Bitch! We are going to get another palindrome next year!
I think you're going to get it the year after that, too.
Guys, we are in a phenomenon.
And it happened last year, and I don't remember anybody saying anything.
Wait, right. Did it really?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, sure did. 3/3/2023.
In March!
Yeah.
And wouldn't it have happened in 22 in February?
Okay.
Well,
and now it seems like it happens every year.
It does seem like it happens every single year.
How did it happen
in 2022 also.
And you didn't even figure this out.
I'm the numbers guy.
Not anymore.
Right.
Huh.
And then
it has been happening every year.
Yeah. And then on January 20th, 2021.
Yeah.
It also happened.
Then why am I so excited for this year?
I don't know. Who told you about this?
I saw it on Instagram and it was very intriguing. I was like, oh my God.
Clearly you didn't look in the comments because I'm sure somebody would have pointed out.
I'm so pissed.
You
I'm
do seem so pissed. Sorry. I'm so...
You can still be excited for this year, though, if you want.
But then it's going to be the same next year. Right? And then the year after that, yes. It's just like numbers.
But then yeah. You have to celebrate it, though, in a different month. Take that for what it's worth.
There we go.
And so, well, we already missed your birthday month of celebrating this in your birthday month. So I'm sorry about that.
I'm so pissed. I didn't realize it
was gone. It's gone forever.
During my birthday, too.
It's never going to happen again either. But yeah, next year it's going to be in May, and then it'll be in June, and then July.
Okay. Well, we have it for the rest of the 12 years.
Then September, and then I think it stops in October.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
excited till October.
Stay excited for the next... Six years.
I'm sorry she did this to you.
Yeah. Why do you have to ruin my spark?
So, is it a coincidence that it happened? It's going to start with 420. It's, 420 is the kickoff of it.
I love it.
You love that.
I love that.
Okay, but again, last year it started on 320.
But 420 is significant to something else.
This sounds like a pothead thought.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. Right.
And it also seems like something a pothead would do to lose track of the fact that, like, this has already happened three times. Yeah. And it's going to happen an additional, six or seven more times.
But then it won't happen, so then you can mourn the loss.
Wow. Wow. So we'll just celebrate for 6 years and then we're done.
We'll just celebrate for 6 years. Okay, smart.
Whatever we got to do to keep you happy, Kevin. That's the motto of this show.
I'm so mad Katie pointed that out.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I've got some bad news. Some terrible bad news. Victoria Beckham is 50 years old.
I don't know if that's bad news.
It's the worst news.
For who?
All of us.
Oh.
Because she still looks like that.
Yeah.
But I am sick and tired of having wake up call listeners. I guess you think it's funny, I guess. Sending me pictures and videos from Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party over the weekend. To show me as if you're trying to prove me wrong when I have proven myself right countless times that there are only three Spice Girls.
Oh,
why are we still here? Why are we still talking about this all these years later?
We aren't.
Exactly. If you want to see the video, all you have to do is text the word Spice. Spice to 909-1065.
Why would anybody need to see this?
This is the quote-unquote proof that they've been sending me that apparently there's five Spice Girls, which, as I've said many times, there's not. There's three. What you're seeing, makeup, special effects. Come on.
And wigs. Right.
Thank you. In the video, according to TMZ, you can see Posh, Baby, Sporty, Ginger, and Scary. And they all still know the choreography and stuff like that.
Sure.
And that was the tell. That was the tell right there. I don't even remember what I did when I left the house this morning. And these 50-year-old ladies, they remember choreography from 30 years ago? I don't think so.
Kevin, they've performed the choreography since then.
How do we know? This is big government. And we don't understand this because it's the British government.
Okay.
And why are they doing this? Why are they doing this?
Why are they doing this?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't understand. We don't understand what MI6 is. We don't even know what MI6 stands for.
Stop giving me such big eyes.
Big eyes.
Okay. You keep opening your eyes real big.
So you know I'm serious.
Okay. I've never asked why you think this, but it is disappointing to know that the answer is simply, I don't know.
Let's not forget who the Beckhams are. The Beckhams are one of the richest couples in the world.
Are they?
Sure.
Okay. That's true.
David Beckham himself been recruited by MI6 many times. For all we know, he is an agent.
Okay. I want to go on the record and say this is all coming from just Gavin because we can't just say things that aren't true. So maybe stop talking about this like it's fact.
Somebody texted and said they performed at the London Olympics. Three of them did.
Okay.
Oh. The other two were holograms. If I can watch Tupac.
Wait.
Oh yeah, holograms are all part of the big concerts.
Okay, so it's makeup.
Makeup.
Wigs.
Wigs.
holograms.
And also special effects.
Oh, special effects, right.
Body doubles.
Okay.
Posh and Sporty are the same person.
Okay.
That's Victoria Beckham. There's Ginger and Baby. That is the same person.
Right.
And then there's Scary. Those are the
So
three.
do you think the other two get mad at Scary for not pulling her weight?
No.
Because she only has to play one.
No.
They don't mind.
Scary's lookout.
Oh, she's lookout. Okay.
And they're not mad at her because she's got all the weapons stashed in her hair.
Okay. So you think that all of the special effects, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
were done on David Beckham's cell phone?
For this, yeah. You can do anything. I saw somebody where they were outrunning a T-Rex while F-15 fighters were bombing them.
Yeah.
You can do anything on a cell phone now.
Sometimes I think that you need to be checked in somewhere.
Here's what I need to be checked into.
Okay.
The White House.
Okay.
I need to be put in charge of something because I am sick and tired of people thinking they're funny, saying like, hey, look, there's all five of them. Oh, is that all five of them? Is that all five of them?
Okay, so you're saying this
is... It's three.
This was AI before we were even doing AI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. AI has just made
it
easier.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think there'll ever be more Spice Girls?
It could happen.
It could.
Yeah, it could happen. We could get more Spice Girls. I'm sure they've thought
Paprika.
About it. Don't be... come on.
Cinnamon.
That's cute.
Katie?
Don't put your hands on your hips at me.
They would obviously be more into the Posh Baby Sporty Ginger Scary realm.
You're right.
There'd
okay.
be Ghoulish Spice.
Oh.
Full of Herself Spice.
Oh, okay. Conceited.
Big Floppy Winery Hat Spice.
Okay.
And
it does roll off the tongue.
And Bitchy Spice.
Oh, I like that one.
We could. These are just other options I'm just saying okay. to throw out there. But and
who is running this again? British government.
British government.
Okay.
The Queen was in charge, but she's dead now. So, or is she? Big white eyes. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.